Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Hour number two. Good to have you with us. So, in addition to being frustrated over the lack of trades, and again, this has nothing to do with them not adding players. Nothing to do with that. The Cowboys always have a different mindset, good or bad. And a lot of times it's been bad. So you don't always want to mimic what the Cowboys are doing. This is about, and this is something we struggle with on sports talk radio because not enough people think beyond analytics and beyond just a box. There's nuance. We're not talking about, oh, hey, you got to trade Terry McLaurin. We're not talking about even Paulie. You got to trade Laremy Tunsil. We're not talking about you got to trade Jerron Payne. A lot of people. We're not talking about that. Mikey Sanders still. Trey Amos, right? We're not talking about that. We're talking about, hey, man, can you get a deal done for Nick Allegretti, for Andrew Wiley, for, Von Miller, Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner, even Frankie Louvu, although, again, not saying that that's what they should have done. Obviously, again, can you get a deal done for Duran? Quan Martin. Lattimore, obviously, you lost him. Now, maybe you could have done something before Sunday night. We mentioned the Eagles earlier. The Eagles got Jair Alexander from the Ravens. Right? So they were looking for a corner. Plenty of teams are looking for corners. Pittsburgh, you don't think they're looking for help at corner? They didn't do that. So nobody is saying you've got to make big, huge, splashy trades like the Jets did yesterday. Nobody's saying that. But it's nothing. It's walking away with nothing. And that leaves us to determine, do you think you're better than you actually are? Or the other two options are, were you asking and expecting too much? Reasonable. Or did you completely misevaluate your roster? And none of these guys are desirable. I think that's the least likely option, that none of them were desirable. Debo Samuel's got to be desirable. It's just, if they're looking for a second-round pick when they paid a fifth-round pick for him, no. No chance. Or even a third-round pick. No chance. That's the problem. And that's what we don't know, and that's what Adam Peters wouldn't share with us, won't share with us. So we're left to guess. And I'm telling you, I'm guessing. What I know is that they didn't make a trade. What I wanted was for them to recoup some future draft picks. And it didn't all just have to be 2026. It could have been 2027. What I wanted, hey, another young player. A team, for whatever reason, doesn't think that young player X is a fit. Well, we think he might be a fit here. Let's trade you X player for your Y player. Again, easier said than done, but that's the point. That's the point. Now, before we move on, Kurt Warner, the Hall of Fame quarterback, and Westwood One analyst, who many people like and respect, said something very controversial. And then followed it up with a video piece. Now, we're not going to be able to play the video piece because, A, it's 25 minutes long. But I've been going through it. I've had many conversations with people. I can read you the tweet. I responded to it on Twitter. Many of you have seen it. Some of you have seen the video. Some of you have not. Whatever. This is radio, so we are limited in terms of what I can show you. I'm going to put a link up to the video so you could see it yourself. And all you have to do is watch a couple of plays. But Kurt Warner said, quote, was just finishing up my tape for week with the Commanders. I guess he's doing the Lions-Commanders game. I don't know. I haven't seen that yet. And it is really amazing the difference in Jay Daniels in year two. We often talk about sophomore slumps. And they can definitely be real with teams having a better idea of how to stop you or your O offense and forcing you beyond your number one more and more often. Meaning, beyond your first read, second read, third read, fourth read. The hard part is, it just doesn't seem like JD is seeing the field like he did last year. Holding the ball. Seemingly looking and not throwing to open number one read. Struggling to work through reads. Another of the example of this game being tough. And guys on the other side get paid also. But it's a bummer because he was so incredible last season. Now, to which, obviously, it got a lot of attention. And some complaints and some hate and some you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know because you're not here and the receivers aren't the same and da-da-da-da-da. Everybody making excuses. And then there were plenty of, hey, you know, it sounds like a reasonable criticism, right? And, you know, Kurt was getting a little feisty on Twitter, as he should have been, defending his point of view, defending what he was trying to point out. And I have zero problem with Kurt Warner, obviously, saying whatever he wants to say. It does not mean that Kurt Warner is in the film room we're in the meeting room and in the playbook of the Washington Commanders, right? But just like when you guys criticize PFF for bad grades that you don't understand, you say, well, how could they? They don't know the assignments on the play. They don't know the responsibility. Neither does Kurt Warner. But you know what Kurt Warner does know? You know who he does know? Is Cliff Kingsbury. That's who he does know. And maybe, just maybe, I don't know this, maybe, Kurt Warner and Cliff Kingsbury had a conversation. Hey, man, what's wrong with Jaden? I'm seeing this, Sunday night. I'm seeing it. Like, am I seeing the right thing here? Yeah, man, we're having problems. He's not getting rid of the ball quick enough. He's not getting to number one fast enough. He's missing stuff. I'm not saying that happened, but could it have happened? Yes, it could have happened. Remember, Kurt Warner was a Hall of Fame quarterback. He lives in the Phoenix area. He's around the Arizona Cardinals all the time. I'm sure over 4 years, he and Cliff Kingsbury had many a conversation. Again, I don't know any of this, but it was the first thing I thought of. And it wasn't like Kurt Warner is like, oh, hey, I'm looking to really make Jaden Daniels look bad. It's, here's what I'm seeing. I know the offensive coordinator. Am I seeing what I think I'm seeing? As a Hall of Fame quarterback, as an analyst. So he sends a text, presumably, maybe, to Cliff Kingsbury. And he says, am I seeing this right? Are you seeing the same things? Before I dig into the tape, as I dig into the tape, and maybe Cliff Kingsbury doesn't answer. Or maybe Cliff Kingsbury decides to call Kurt Warner. Or maybe he decides to text him back and said, yeah, man, you're seeing exactly what we're seeing. It's frustrating. Why he's regressed. He's taken a step back.
Why would he do that, though?
Why?
Would Cliff do that?
Why wouldn't he? He's having a conversation with a Hall of Fame quarterback who's presumably somebody he's got a connection with. Again, presumably, I don't know that for sure.
But I think that would just harm his team. You said that Kurt Warner would probably is covering the team, too. Like, I don't know. That seems like a big risk for a slight to little slight or no reward at all.
I understand your objection. Mm-hmm. It's duly noted. Overruled. People do this all the time. People do it in our industry all the time. Right? If somebody said to me, hey, what do you think? You know, I've noticed AMAC's been slacking off and making a lot of mistakes. What do you think's happening? I mean, I could say, look, dude, there's no advantage in me telling you. What advantage? I could do that. Or I could say, yeah, you know, it's really hard to run the show one person. So, like, all right, he's made a mistake or two, but it's really hard to do everything, right? Now, Jaden Daniels or Cliff Kingsbury is probably not sitting down with Kurt Warner and being like, yep, here, this play. I'm not talking about that. But could they have had a quick conversation that spurred Kurt Warner to do some video study and to put it together? Hells yeah. Maybe it's Dan Quinn. I don't know. Maybe it's Brian Johnson or Tavita Pritchard. I have no idea. Or Anthony Lynn. I have no idea. But Cliff Kingsbury would be the most logical person as a conduit here. Now, again, I'm not blaming Cliff Kingsbury. Let me be clear. I'm just saying that could be how this started. And then Kurt Warner plugs in a bunch of tape. And I'm just telling you guys, I don't know anything, okay? But the first play that Kurt Warner shows after an introduction and after a, an explanation is an overhead shot of Jaden Daniels, pistol, a naked little bootleg to his left. He's got Deebo Samuel streaming on basically a side, like a corner route from the left side. They've got three receivers, including a tight end on the left side. Zach Ertz releases to the flat left. He's wide open. Deebo Samuel runs a seven route. He's wide open too until he gets to the top of his route. And then there's a safety over the top. But there's somebody underneath on another route, underneath Deebo, and Jaden misses that player. Okay? Jaden misses that player. And he gets, He gets, I'm just trying to make sure I'm on the right play for you guys. And again, this is hard to explain on the radio, okay? So you're just going to have to live with me here a little bit. Jaden gets sacked. And you say, well, he didn't have an opportunity. Nobody turned. That's not true. He sees an incoming defender after he completes his kind of bootleg waggle to his left, and then he tries to dance around him. Meanwhile, as the overhead film shows, plenty of separation, and one, two, if not three guys, wide open, because there's another receiver on the bottom part of the screen on the other side of the formation that comes in on a dig that's wide open. The first play that Kurt Warner shows, at least three guys are wide open. Yesterday, I put up the graphic from Next Gen Stats that showed, no, the notion that guys were not separating, receiving targets were not separating on Sunday, not true outside of Zach Ertz. Statistically, chip technology-wise, not true. But nobody wants to hear it because Chris Collinsworth did a breakdown of one or two plays on Sunday night and said, yeah, guys are having trouble separating. Let me tell you something. That's going to happen in every game to every quarterback, every offense, every system. And yes, it is true that Terry McLaurin is not there and Noah Brown is not there and Luke McCaffrey was lost on the first play of the game. All of that is true. Nobody is saying injuries or the wide receivers being very different from last year or even earlier this year is not a contributing factor. Not a contributing factor. But the point being that Kurt Warner is trying to point out over and over and over and over again with video so you can see it, with boxes, with charts, with all sorts of things. Easy for you to see. So you don't believe this bupkis that nobody got separation on Sunday night. That nobody was open. That Jaden had no other choice. And guess what? I didn't feel that way live on Sunday. I don't feel that way after going through a bunch of this. And I don't feel that way now. Now, does he have a Hall of Fame receiver that he's throwing to? Absolutely not. I mean, well, Zach Ertz is going to make the Hall of Fame. So I guess technically, yes.
No love for T.
I don't know if Terry McLaurin's going to make the Hall of Fame. I mean, he's got a lot of work to do. Zach Ertz is going to make the Hall of Fame, I think. Don't you?
Yeah, Zach Ertz is solid.
Yeah.
We'll see.
On the second play that Kurt Warner shows, he's got a wide open running back on a swing. This is one of the plays that I've been calling for all year long. Why don't we do more of this? Wide open. The running back is. In the flat, wide open. Wide open. He's got Curtis Samuel running basically a diagonal slant from the right across the middle. Another receiver stacked to the inside of... And again, it's hard for me to do this on the radio and have it make sense because we're an audio medium. But you get the point. I'm going to put up the video. You can see it yourself. Jaden, unfortunately, for whatever reason, missed some things. But here's the thing, guys. This has happened this year all along. This has happened all along. It happened last year. It happened last year. He was so good at making up for it, nobody really noticed it. I remember watching games closely and tape and talking to people. He missed people. Now, every quarterback's going to miss some guys. I'm talking about where it really was noticeable. Nobody wanted to hear it. Nobody believed it because he was so magical. But this year, when the completion percentage goes from 69 to 62, this year, when the wins go from 12 to right now 3, now people are looking for a reason as to why this is happening. The reasons why, notice I say reasons, why it's happening is multi-level, multi figure involved. But one of the reasons, one of the key reasons it's happening, is because unfortunately Jaden has regressed. That doesn't mean it's not fixable. That doesn't mean it's not solvable. That doesn't mean it's gloom and doom. This is normal. Look at so many other quarterbacks. Not every, not Patrick Mahomes, but maybe even Patrick Mahomes at times. This is normal. This happens. You know how you fix it? I'll tell you next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, before we get back to it on the phones, Linnell Willingham, by the way, just ran in. Burgundy and Gold today at 4 o'clock. Sports Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays. With the NFL on CBS, watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, so again, people are not going to like this at all. But I don't care what you like. I know what I know. Even before Kurt Warner did this, it wasn't all on wide receivers and their lack of separation. I showed that to you yesterday. I've been saying on this radio show and on this radio station and on 106.7 since day one of training camp, I didn't go to every single practice. I don't see every single play, every single throw. I told you over and over and over and over again that the offense was not crisp, that Jaden was off. Nobody cared. Nobody wanted to listen. I told you in week one, Jaden was off. Week two, Jaden was off. Jaden was late. Week three and week four, he's gone. Week five, he comes back, and he's rusty the first quarter. And it's like a little like Jaden again. And then everybody thinks, oh. And then Week 6 against the Bears. Little struggle at the beginning. Fine. He gets it going. After he misses Debo on the touchdown for the interception at the goal line, he gets it going. And everybody's like, all right, Jaden's back. And then week 7, there's a regression in Dallas. Oh, it's because they don't have any receivers. There's no Terry. There's no Noah. Again, they don't have the receivers you want and ideally would like to have, but it's not because they don't have any receivers. Then he gets hurt. Then he misses a game. Then he comes back. And again, on Sunday night, against a very, very good defense, a very good front, not a great secondary, in my opinion. Some good talent, but not a great secondary. Jaden Daniels gets pressured a lot. Some of that is on the offensive line. Some of that is on lack of separation. Some of that, and this is the part that nobody wants to admit, at least in this fan base, or I shouldn't say nobody, many don't want to admit, and that's he's not seeing it. He's not anticipating it. He's not letting it rip. I've tried to tell you this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. I saw this last year. He made up for it. Now, maybe that was because he had Terry McLaurin in an all-time career year. Maybe it was because he had OZ. I'm the lunatic that said this team's going to miss OZ more than people think. I hated the fact that they let Deami Brown, OZ, and Jamison Crowder go. If for nothing else, chemistry, depth, whatever. There's not one specific reason why Jaden Daniels has regressed, but he has regressed, period. That is an undeniable fact. He has regressed. It's largely because, in my opinion, he's missed a lot of time. Secondarily to that, it's because they don't have the same group of receivers. But important to note, somewhere in that top line, Jaden Daniels is not trusting his instincts, his ability, his vision, his anticipation, his timing, his rhythm, whatever it might be. He's passing stuff up. He's running and scrambling before he should. He's trying to play hero ball. He's not getting help by the lack of a run game. You see what I'm getting at? Jaden Daniels has regressed, but it's not all his fault. By no means is it all his fault. But to act like Jaden Daniels hasn't regressed is foolish. It's foolish. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of us are scared in the media because we've got to deal with you maniacs out there that don't want to hear the truth. It's easier to tell the truth when a Hall of Fame quarterback basically exposes the things that you've been seeing too and the things you've been mentioning, but not going hard to the hole with because nobody wants to hear it. Nobody likes the truth, the hard truth. And sometimes you got to deliver the stone cold truth. And that's the bottom line because the damn rooster said so. Your calls coming up in just a flash. First, a trending alert right here, right now. All right, so the Commanders say they still are gathering medical information on how to proceed with Jaden Daniels moving forward, of course, after the elbow dislocation and perhaps more injury on Sunday night. Team wrapping up practice as they get ready for the Detroit Lions on Sunday afternoon at 4:25. Quan Martin was working off on the side practice field during the media portion of the practice this afternoon. We'll get you a full injury report as soon as it's available. Meanwhile, NBA tonight, the Wizards in Boston for the Celtics right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app. 7:30 the tip in that one. The Wizards coming off the loss at Madison Square Garden in New York. The Capitals are back in action tonight after a couple of days off. They haven't played since the overtime loss in Buffalo on Saturday night. They host the St. Louis Blues tonight, 7:30 face-off, Capital One Arena. Pierre-Luc Dubois out long-term, according to multiple reports. And Chris Sale staying with the Atlanta Braves on an $18 million option in his contract. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, the lines are loaded, so we're going to go out to you right here, right now. Again, I just put up the link to the video piece if you're looking for it. Again, this is not to butcher Jaden Daniels. This is not to kill Jaden Daniels. This has nothing to do with anything other than honest. There are a lot of problems on the offensive side of the football. I've been saying this all year. I had to deal with everyone, including my colleagues, say, it's the defense, it's the defense, it's the defense, it's the defense, it's only the defense, which was never true. I had to deal with it. I had to absorb it. I fought it. But I'm not going to get into wars with people. I'm too old. I don't care. But you cannot deny what your eyes tell you, what logic tells you. If you don't want to see it, that's on you. That's not on me. That's not on Kurt Warner. That's not what Cliff Kingsbury is seeing. Trust me on that. Okay? If we can see it, if I can see it, if some of you can see it, they can see it. And it's okay. He's in year two, and he's missed a lot of practice time. And he's missed a lot of game time. And there's been a lot of things that have gone wrong around him. Superfluous stuff. Not superfluous. Secondary stuff. Injuries. Lack of a run game for the last month, so on and so forth. It's okay. Jaden works his ass off. I feel very confident that he's going to be able to get better at this. But the notion that it's everyone else's fault and not Jaden's is not true and will not be accepted on this show. It will just not be accepted. The notion that the Commander's offense is not at all to blame until recently, not true. the notion that it was all on the defense on this show, not at all true. Not at all true. You don't have to like it, but you have to understand its reality. All right, let's get to the phones. Reggie is in D.C. Next up. Reggie, thanks for hanging in there. How are you?
What's going on, buddy?
Chris, what's up,
man,
Reg?
You're one of those guys, man, that like I want to choke and hug at the same time because you're not wrong, but you're not right. So just like I want to choke hug you.
All right.
So this my question.
Tell
would
me
be,
how you want to. Tell me how you want to choke me. I want to hear this.
No. Listen, I watched the. Let me put it this way. I watched the Kurt Warner video.
Yeah.
That first pass that you're talking about, ain't no way I'm throwing it to Zach Ertz. That was a 1 yard completion. The Debo, you're absolutely right. You got to hit Debo on the corner. Now, again, he went through, I think it might have been 7 or 8 plays, and you are absolutely right. My only kind of like, now, like, because I want to hug you the first one. Now, my only, like, choking part is, okay, Chris, what would you expect, right? Because you kept saying this all freaking summer. Hey, man, that offense. Woo, that offense. You were saying it all summer, right? And so in my mind, this is what I was thinking. All right, when Terry get back, everything is going to be fine. He never came back. So I'm thinking like, okay, so wait a minute. He never had his wide receivers, right? And then also the offensive line. The offensive line was in such a flux that mm-hmm. we made a change within like the second game. We put Chris Paul in for Brandon Coleman. So my thing would be, what would you expect from a second-year puppy
mm-hmm.
when faced with all of what you saw from the beginning in training camp? No Terry, no Noah. He's throwing it to Ja'Cory Brooks and Chris Moore and all of those.
Yep.
And then offensive line, you're like, okay. And then, you know, your running backs, okay, Brian Robinson, okay, we've got rid of him. And then now we've Ja'Cory across the bill. So for me, I don't want to look at it as like a regression because that tells me, okay, if I'm regressing, means I'm going back to what I was. What was he? So I don't want to use the word regression. Again, it's not that you're wrong, but my thing is, what would you expect for a second-year quarterback? Like, what would be your expectations of a second-year quarterback faced with everything he faced mm-hmm. from OTA?
It's a great question. Reggie, it's a great question. You're not wrong. You're not wrong with any of that. But I've said there's 7 or 8 different things that have gone wrong, right? And you just illustrated a bunch of them eloquently and passionately. So we don't have to go back over it again and again and again. But
let me ask you this real quick, Chris. Do you think he trusts those guys? I don't think. Well, sometimes
that's just what I was about to say. Open doesn't mean you trust them to make the catch. And oh, by the way, how many times have guys dropped balls for him this year?
And I think the statistic may have changed, but I remember, I think it might have been maybe 2 games ago, we were leading the NFL in drops.
Yes. And that's part of the problem, too. Now, it isn't necessarily, in my opinion, his job mm-hmm. to be the judge and jury of who he trusts and who he doesn't. Get the damn ball out. Let them, meaning the coaches and the personnel staff, make that decision. Get the ball out. Right. You do your job. Don't play judge and jury. So that's one thing that I would advise Jaden to do or not do if he's doing that. The other thing that I would say...
Chris, you called this, though. I don't think, like, this is not even... I don't want to say, like, you personally. You shouldn't be surprised because you were saying this all summer.
Right, correct.
Just for me, I'm saying, okay, as soon as Terry get back, we're going to pick back up and it's going to take off.
But here's the thing, Reg. They had him for two... Jaden had him for 2 games to open up the year. Giants and Packers. They weren't crisp in either one of those 2 games either.
Yeah, but don't you think, though, he would have been crisp if he was there for OTA?
Perhaps. Absolutely. I can't say you're wrong on that. Right. I mean, that's why I keep saying there's a litany of reasons why everything has been a mess this year. But this notion that this was just... I can't choke you.
Maybe I can choke your ear.
I can't choke you
to say you're wrong.
I love you.
Because, I'll put it this way. You're more right than wrong in this situation. Absolutely.
I love you. I'll blow you a kiss, okay?
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Reg. Appreciate you. We got to get to Rick in North Carolina next up. What up, Rick? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Bruce?
What's up, Rick?
Well, you really want You really know how to get the fans started, don't you?
Wait, what did I do?
No. Yeah, I'm going to say something in front of Jeff, Chris. So I think we know it. I'm joking, but then, you know, it's a little serious about it. Now, Chris Wilson, how dare you throw a black quarterback from Washington, D.C. under the bus? I'm just joking. I mean, I'm just kidding. You're not.
I know.
This is how we are as fans in D.C.
Well, you know this. Listen, I mean, make no mistake about it. After what I went through with Robert Griffin III, you know, exactly. I'm just going to be honest that, you know, I don't know if anybody else is going to be honest with you on. Make no mistake about it. It is an unnerving to be in my position as a 52-year-old fat white guy with a platform to be criticizing a young black man who is very talented at quarterback, a very difficult position to play. But that's also part of my job.
And I'm going to be honest with you too, Chris. When it came to drafting quarterbacks, this is how I felt. I did not want Washington to draft either Caleb Williams or
Jaden,
because I know what comes with that. Mm-hmm. I know what comes with that. So, but your analysis on Jaden is spot on, because the guy that Kevin Sheehan has on, I think Steve Suter.
Yep.
Every game that Jaden has played, he picks out three or four passes. He should have went there. So it's been all year. It's been all year with that. Now, this is my question. Why do you think they're not putting him on IR?
Well, it's a good question. They say it's because they're still evaluating treatment and options. They say that, okay? I have no faith at this point that they are going to not butcher this. No faith.
I don't either, because you know what, Chris? I mean, Jaden probably should be still for the rest of the year. But, you know, so if after four games, he's kind of healthy, can play. But you know something, if he comes back and gets hurt again, Dan Quinn probably loses his job.
I mean, that could be. I mean, of course, it depends. It also depends on, you know, the doctors clear him, but then the football staff, and this includes Adam Peters, Lance Newmark, Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury, Brian Johnson, others have to say, okay, yeah, he's cleared, but he's ready to play. And that part we don't know. We can just go and just say, okay, that's what they said.
He needs to be self. The thing with the trade, I mean, where are you going to get it? Maybe a fifth rounder for Debo. But what they need to do is play the rest of the season out with Marcus Mariota. If you wind up in the top from 7 to 10 in the top 10, then you're in a position where you would say if you wind up at 7th place, then you're in a position where somebody might want to move up, and then you can get some pick back for being there. But if you go out and you play it out with Jaden,
if he
comes back with what, 4 games left, you go 8-9, then you lose draft. Then, I mean,
and I appreciate the phone call, Rick. It's a good one. I appreciate you. I got to let you run. Here's the thing: it could work the opposite with Marcus Mariota. Marcus Mariota could come in here and stabilize this team and this offense. He could, right? He could, and all of a sudden, you win a couple of games that are ultimately meaningless, and people are mad about that. 301-230-0980-249 on the Team 980. More of your calls straight ahead. Let me just clear up one thing. When I call it a regression, I mean it's a regression from what we became accustomed to last year, which was, even though Jaden made some mistakes last year, and even though Jaden had some poor-ish games last year, he made so many big plays and so many times bailed his team out that the level of performance was probably too hard to sustain. Now, do I feel it's all lost? Of course not. Of course not. But it's okay to struggle. It happens. It happens. It doesn't happen to everybody, but even, I mentioned Patrick Mahomes. You could make an argument that as they took away Patrick Mahomes' weapons, he struggled. In the two Super Bowl losses, what has happened to Patrick Mahomes? He's gotten absolutely ambushed. It happens. Some of the same things that are happening to Jaden have happened to Patrick Mahomes, have happened to Lamar Jackson, have happened at least early on to Josh Allen, but still occasionally sometimes you'll see it. It happens. It happens. So that's where we're at. He's got to get better. He's got to get healthy. He's got to get better. And I guarantee you guys, if he sees, if he anticipates, if he trusts more and more like he was doing more regularly last year, I promise you he will stay on the field. More. I can't promise you that he won't ever get injured. I can promise you he will stay on the field more. Period. Back to the phones. Let's go to Lou next up. He's been on hold the longest. What up, Lou?
I'm good. What's going on, Chris?
What's up, Lou?
Hey, man. I've been listening for almost, close to an hour. I guess you could say an hour, but I don't mind the criticism from Kirk, but then again, you know, he played with like a bunch of Hall of Famers, and now he's in the media and criticizing a quarterback. He hasn't even played 30 games. So I'm like, you know, and then to top it all off, I don't have to tell you the reason why, Chris. He got a slow tight end. He got no receivers. He got Cliff calling a bunch of screenplay time and time again. They don't run the ball like the way every other team do. So, I mean, the list could go on and on and on, but yet we quick to criticize that black quarterback in the nation's
Lou,
app.
Lou.
Chris, Lou, why is this?
Lou. You know it has nothing to do with that. If your point is we're too quick to criticize, that's fair. If your point is we're too quick to criticize, I ain't got a problem with that. I disagree, but I ain't got a problem with that. The second you start bringing in his skin color is where I just, sorry. If people were genuine, now listen. I can't, as always, I can't prevent 100% of anything, okay? So separate part of that. But the same people that were absolutely elated, Kurt Warner said, you know, another example of this game being tough and guys on the other side getting paid also, but it's a bummer because he was so incredible last season. So is Kurt Warner wrong for saying he was so incredible last season, but criticizing him this season?
No, I'm not. I'm not saying he's wrong about the criticism, but I'm just saying, like, can we give this guy a little bit of time?
Yes.
I mean, the roster is weak. I mean, he don't have any receiver. I mean, look, man, I know you want to say, oh, yeah, he got a receiver. He got this. He got that. No, he doesn't. I mean, Kurt played with Isaiah. He played with Torrey Holt. He played with Ricky. I mean, come on, the list could go on. Marshall Faulk. I mean, come on, Kurt. He got to at least give this guy at least another 4 or 5 seasons.
So let me ask you this. Is Kurt Warner, Dan Orlovsky, anybody that does analysis, right, locally, nationally, are they not supposed to do anything for the first 3 years of one's career or no?
No, they supposed to. But I'm just saying, Chris, I mean, from a year ago, this guy took us to a place we've
and
never
this year
been
is completely
years.
Different. This year is very and different.
But that's my whole point. Why are we quick to try to, you know,
because
point
the drop off is extreme. Because the drop off is extreme. It's noticeable. Everyone sees it, and I'm telling you, you don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be a Hall of Fame quarterback to see it.
Okay, Chris, let me say this. Look at that defense. They can't stop nobody.
Right.
Yeah, he's got to go
right.
out there.
Love you, Lou. That's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about. I'm willing to entertain any argument that you make on the offense. We're not talking about the defense. Yes, the defense sucks. The whole team right now sucks. We're talking about the offense. You want to say, hey, he doesn't have good enough. He doesn't have Terry. He doesn't have Noah. He doesn't have Luke McCown. I gotcha. He also doesn't have a lot of other things. The same anticipation, the same timing, the same rhythm, the same decision-making that he did last year. He also doesn't have that. Period. 257, Team 980. Take a break. Top of the hour. More of your calls, more of your reaction coming up. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.